All right, so it looks like you've given us a whole stack of Around La Porte newspapers
Oh, wow.
from June 2024.
June 2024.
So are you thinking about moving there or just curious what life is like in a small Texas town?
Yeah.
Well, get ready to feel like a local because we're about to take a deep dive into La Porte.
I love it. It's amazing what you can learn about a place just by reading their local paper. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
we've got everything here from politics to school news to fishing reports. It's really like a window into the soul of the town.
It is. I love that. And so let's just jump right in. Let's start with the big news. La Porte has a brand new mayor, Rick Helton, just unseated longtime incumbent Louis Rigby.
Yeah, that's right. And the articles paint a very deliberate picture of Helton. 30 years in banking, family man, kids went to La Porte High School.
Yeah.
You know, very classic small town credentials.
Right.
But then they mention his hobbies, woodworking, Hot Wheels collecting, and a fondness for Hershey's special dark chocolate.
It's like they're saying, hey, this guy's just like you and me, not some out-of-touch politician.
Yeah.
You can practically picture him chatting with folks at the local diner.
Exactly. It's a really savvy way to connect with voters, especially those who might have been hesitant about change after Rigby's very long tenure.
Yeah. And speaking of change, Helton has some big ideas for La Porte. He's promising to tackle that notorious truck traffic, spruce things up around town, and get folks more involved in local government.
He's even got this interesting idea for mayor rides, which are basically bike tours around town led by Helton himself. I guess he figures that the best way to understand the town's problems is to see them firsthand.
Yeah, that's awesome. A mayor who's not afraid to break a sweat and get some dirt on his shoes. Speaking of which, there's some drama brewing over at City Hall. Literally, they found mold in the building.
Yeah, and it's not just a little bit of mold in the corner. It's bad enough that they're talking about needing serious remediation. And this is all happening as they're trying to decide whether or not to build a brand new city hall.
Talk about bad timing. And of course, this new City Hall comes with a hefty price tag, somewhere between $25 and $27 million.
Which, by the way, Helton campaigned against. He was all about fixing up the current city hall. So now that they've found mold, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yeah, and it gets even juicier. The city council decided to put the decision on hold until after a runoff election for the District 4 council seat. So the future of City Hall is hanging by a thread, just like the old building itself.
It seems like La Porte politics are about to get very interesting. This whole mold situation could become a major bargaining chip for either side of the new City Hall debate.
Oh, for sure. But you know, even with all this political drama, La Porte still seems like a town that knows how to have fun. They've got a ton of community events happening in June.
Yeah, there's something for everyone, it seems. A Juneteenth celebration family day at the San Jacinto Battleground, even a Main Street car show. And they're not just listing these events, they're giving you the juicy details. Like the Juneteenth celebration has old school versus new school basketball. And a pageant and family day at San Jacinto has free entry for kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
I
Like they're
know.
trying to entice you to visit.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's working.
Yeah.
I'm already picturing myself strolling through that car show, listening to live music and checking out those classic rides.
Right. And who wouldn't want to watch some old school basketball stars show the youngsters how it's done?
I know, that'd be fun.
So cute.
Speaking of youngsters, let's talk about the schools. Huge congrats to the La Porte High School graduating class of 2024, over 500 students.
Wow.
They've also got a new principal, Dr. Cade Griffin, taking over for the retiring Carlin Grammer.
That's a lot of change for one school year.
It is.
New leadership, new graduates heading out into the world. It makes you wonder what the impact will be on the school's culture, you know?
Yeah, and the school news doesn't stop there. They're offering summer enrichment camps, and some local businesses even sponsored free ice cream for elementary school students during the last week of school.
Now that's what I call community spirit. It's the little things like that, those small gestures of generosity that really make a place feel special.
Absolutely. We should also give a shout out to outgoing school board member David Janda for his 12 years of service.
Yeah.
And welcome new board member Karen Wheeler Hall.
It seems like La Porte is all about fresh starts this month.
It really does. New faces, new leadership, even talk of a new city hall. It's a fascinating moment of transition for the town.
For sure.
Speaking of transitions, the business scene in La Porte has some of its own. It's sad to see Curl Up and Die, a local salon that's been around for 52 years, closing its doors.
You know, that's the thing about small towns. You really feel the impact when a business like that closes. It's not just a place to get your hair done, it's a community hub. It's part of the town's history.
Yeah, and thankfully, the stylists will be continuing their work at salons in Pasadena and Deer Park.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. At least their skills and experience won't be lost to the community.
Right. And there's some good news on the business front, too. RE/MAX Excellence is hosting a pet adoption event with waived adoption fees.
That's amazing. Not only are they helping find homes for animals in need, but they're also positioning themselves as a very community-minded business. It's a win-win.
Right. And then there's Port Houston, which is experiencing major growth in container volumes.
Really?
That's got to be a good sign for the local economy.
It certainly is. A thriving port means jobs, revenue, and economic stability for the whole region.
So we've got a new mayor with big ideas, political drama over a moldy city hall, a vibrant community spirit, and a mix of challenges and opportunities in the local economy. I'd say La Porte is off to quite a start in June 2024.
It definitely seems like a town in flux, navigating the changing tides of small town life. What stands out to you so far?
You know what I'm struck by is the sense of cautious optimism. There's a lot of change happening in La Porte.
Yeah.
But they seem to be approaching it with a mix of excitement and a healthy dose of pragmatism.
Right.
It's like they're saying, let's embrace the future, but let's do it in a way that preserves what makes La Porte special.
That's a great observation. And it makes me wonder, how will they balance that desire for progress with the need to address some of the town's long-standing issues, like that infamous truck traffic?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And speaking of traffic, it wouldn't be a true deep dive into La Porte without acknowledging the recent weather event that shook things up a bit.
Right. A derecho, if I remember correctly. Not exactly your typical summer storm.
No.
Fines up to 100 miles per hour caused widespread power outages and quite a bit of damage.
Definitely not your average thunderstorm.
Bye.
But in true La Porte fashion, the city stepped up to the challenge. They opened cooling centers, checked on residents, and worked tirelessly to restore power. It sounds like they really pulled together during a tough time.
It's a testament to their resilience and their sense of community, and it highlights the importance of being prepared, especially with hurricane season upon us.
Speaking of preparedness, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department had some timely advice for boating and water safety during the summer months.
A good idea.
They're also urging caution during cleanup efforts because of potential encounters with displaced wildlife after the flooding.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's a good reminder that even after the storm passes, there can be lingering dangers. It's important to be aware of your surroundings and take necessary precautions.
Absolutely. And speaking of things that are important to be aware of, there's an inspiring story in these papers about the private first class Matthew K. Guillen Foundation. It was established by parents who lost their son in military service.
Yeah.
Their dedication to giving back to the community is truly remarkable. They provide scholarships, donate to local organizations, sponsor youth sports and community events, and they even played a key role in bringing the La Porte Gold Star family's memorial monument to the town.
It's a beautiful tribute to their son and a testament to the healing power of service. Their story really underscores the importance of community support and honoring those who have made sacrifices for our country.
And speaking of support, the La Porte Police Department received a significant donation from Sulzer Services, a local business.
A $50,000 donation, to be exact. It's great to see local businesses investing in the safety and well-being of their community. It's a reminder that everyone has a role to play in making La Porte a great place to live.
Absolutely. It takes a village, as they say. And speaking of the village, we can't forget about the everyday happenings that add color to life in La Porte.
Right. Like the fact that local resident Chris McDaniel caught a 29-inch trout.
Wow.
And that Mike Mills reeled in a 26-inch red drum off the Texas City dike. It seems like the fish were biting in June 2024.
Those are some impressive catches. It's great to see people enjoying the natural bounty of the area.
And speaking of things that are good for the soul, we can't forget that the Harris County Public Library in La Porte received the prestigious National Medal for Museum and Library Service.
That's a huge honor. It speaks volumes about the library's commitment to serving the community and fostering a love of learning. It seems like La Porte is full of surprises, big and small.
It really is. So after just a glimpse into June 2024, it's clear that La Porte is a town with a lot going on. New leadership, community, spirit, economic growth, and a whole lot of heart. Makes you wonder what the rest of the year will bring, right?
It definitely does. What I find most fascinating is how all these seemingly disparate stories are woven together to create a tapestry of life in La Porte. We've seen moments of joy, moments of struggle, and everything in between. It's a reminder that even in a small town, there's always more than meets the eye.
Well said. Now I'm eager to dive even deeper into these. around LaPorte newspapers. Are you ready for part two of our LaPorte adventure?
Absolutely. Let's see what other treasures await us in the pages of this local gem.
Right. Sounds good.
So, you know, as we dig deeper into these around LaPorte papers, one thing that really stands out is the emphasis on education and youth programs.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the high school graduation and the new principal, but there's even more to uncover.
Oh, absolutely. I was particularly touched by the story about those local companies sponsoring free ice cream for the elementary school kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's such a small gesture, but it speaks volumes about their commitment to the younger generation.
Exactly. And it's not just about treats.
Right.
There's a real focus on academic excellence, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the article about Lynn and Anne Nguyen,
huh?
The valedictorian and salutatorian of LaPorte High School?
Yes. Talk about a dynamic duo. They must be incredibly bright and driven. It makes you wonder what kind of futures those young women will build for themselves.
It really does. Their story speaks to the quality of education in LaPorte. And it's not just about academics.
Yeah.
The community clearly values its history and heritage as well.
I noticed that too. Like the article about Family Day at the San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site. That sounds like a fun way to learn about the area's past.
And remember, the San Jacinto Museum is offering free entry to LaPorte residents every Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Throughout June and July.
That's awesome.
It's a fantastic opportunity to connect with the past and explore the rich history of the region. Speaking of connecting, there was an article about this LaPorte Citizen Advisory Meeting that caught my eye. They were tackling some pretty serious topics like TCEQ investigations and enforcement.
Right. It shows that residents are engaged and want to be involved in shaping their community.
Mm.
It also highlights the importance of environmental stewardship and holding those in power accountable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what else residents are concerned about?
What's that?
You guessed it. That infamous truck traffic. It seems like everyone in LaPorte has an opinion on how to tackle this issue.
It's understandable. You know, it's a problem that impacts their daily lives, from safety to noise pollution to air quality. It's interesting how Mayor Helton is approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about small changes like adding turning lanes, but he also wants to bring all the stakeholders together to find more comprehensive solutions.
That sounds promising. It's a complex issue, and it's going to take a collaborative effort to make real progress.
Absolutely. It's about finding that delicate balance between accommodating the needs of industry and commerce while also ensuring a good quality of life for residents.
And speaking of challenges, we can't forget about the recent derecho that hit LaPorte. Those winds were something else.
It was a powerful storm, no doubt. What impressed me was the city's response. They immediately opened cooling centers, checked on residents, and worked tirelessly to restore power. It's clear they prioritize the safety and well-being of their citizens.
Definitely. It's a reminder that LaPorte, like many coastal communities, needs to be prepared for the unexpected.
Especially with hurricane season looming.
Right.
The TPWD's boating and water safety tips are a timely reminder that even during leisure activities, safety should always be top of mind.
And let's not forget about those potential encounters with displaced wildlife after the flooding. As the TPWD advises, caution is key during cleanup efforts.
You never know what critters might be seeking shelter in unexpected places.
Now, amidst all the serious news, it's nice to find a bit of lightheartedness.
Yeah.
Those fishing reports always bring a smile to my face.
Me too. Chris McDaniel catching that 29-inch trout. That's a fishtail worth sharing.
And Mike Mills reeling in a 26-inch red drum off the Texas City dike. It seems the fish were really biting that month.
Those are some impressive catches. It's great to see people enjoying the natural bounty of the area.
And speaking of things that are good for the soul, we can't forget that the Harris County Public Library in LaPorte received the National Medal for Museum and Library Service.
That's a remarkable achievement. It's a testament to the library's dedication to serving the community and creating a space where everyone feels welcome. Libraries are truly the heart of a town.
Now, before we move on, I want to circle back to that ongoing debate over the new City Hall.
Okay.
It's a big decision with significant implications for LaPorte.
It is, and it represents a classic dilemma faced by many communities, balancing progress with tradition.
On one hand, the current City Hall is literally falling apart with that mold issue.
Right.
On the other hand, building a new one is a massive investment.
Yeah.
And some folks might worry about losing that small town charm.
It's a tough call. And with the City Council postponing their decision until after the runoff election, the stakes are even higher.
This is going to be a defining moment for LaPorte. Will they embrace a modern future or hold on to their traditional roots? It'll be fascinating to see how it all unfolds.
But amidst all the talk of progress and development, it's heartwarming to see stories like that of the private first-class Matthew K. Guyon Foundation. It's a reminder that even in times of change, the core values of community and compassion remain strong.
Their dedication to honoring their son's memory by giving back is truly inspiring. From scholarships to donations to sponsoring events, they're making a tangible difference in people's lives.
And that Gold Star family's memorial monument is a powerful symbol of their commitment to remembering those who have served our country.
It's a poignant reminder that even in the midst of everyday life, we should never forget the sacrifices made by our service members and their families.
And speaking of contributions to the community, we can't overlook that generous donation from Sulzer Services to the LaPorte Police Department.
That $50,000 will certainly help them in their efforts to keep the town safe. It's great to see local businesses stepping up to support those who serve on the front lines.
It reinforces the idea that a thriving community is a collaborative effort. Everyone has a part to play.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up this part of our LaPorte exploration, I want to touch on a few other interesting tidbits from around LaPorte.
Sounds good. What else caught your eye?
Well, for starters, the Sylvan Beach pageant winners were announced. It seems like pageants are a big deal in LaPorte.
They certainly are. And it's another example of how the community comes together to celebrate its own.
There's also a nice article about the LaPorte ISD Board of Trustees thanking David Janda for his 12 years of service and welcoming Karen Wheeler Hall as a new board member.
Those transitions in leadership are important moments. They reflect the changing needs and priorities of a community.
Absolutely. And finally, there's a heartwarming story about LaPorte ISD recognizing Public Service Recognition Week with a special luncheon for city staff.
That's a lovely gesture. It's important to acknowledge and appreciate those who work hard to keep the city running smoothly.
So as we delve deeper into June 2024, we're uncovering a tapestry of stories that truly capture the essence of LaPorte.
We've seen the challenges, the celebrations, the big news, and the small moments that make up daily life. It's a reminder that even a small town like LaPorte has a rich and complex story to tell.
And it makes me eager to see what else awaits us in the final part of our LaPorte deep dive. Are you ready to keep exploring?
Absolutely. I'm curious to see what other insights and hidden gems we'll uncover.
So, you know, as we wrap up our journey through these June 2024 issues of Around LaPorte, one thing that keeps coming back to me is that incredible sense of community pride.
It's palpable, isn't it? Whether they're celebrating local businesses rallying behind their school district or honoring those who serve the people of LaPorte clearly love their town.
And speaking of love, we can't forget about the heartwarming story of the private first class Matthew K. Guillen Foundation. It's truly inspiring how John and Melissa Guillen have channeled their grief into something so positive.
Their dedication to honoring their son's memory through acts of service is just incredible. Scholarships, donations, youth sports, community events, they're making a real impact on so many lives.
And that Gold Star family's memorial monument is a powerful testament to their commitment. It's a place where people can come together to reflect, remember, and support those who have sacrificed so much.
It's a reminder that even in a small town like LaPorte, there's a deep understanding of the sacrifices made by our military families.
Now, shifting gears a bit, I was struck by the article about the LaPorte Adoption Center and Animal Shelter. It seems like they have a lot of furry friends looking for their forever homes.
And it's great to see RE/MAX Excellence partnering with the shelter for that pet adoption event, waiving adoption fees and offering special gifts. That's a wonderful way to encourage responsible pet ownership.
Talk about a business that understands the importance of community involvement. And speaking of RE/MAX Excellence, it's worth noting that they've been serving LaPorte since 2008. They're not just a real estate company. They're deeply woven into the fabric of the town.
You see that throughout these papers, individuals, businesses, organizations, all working together to make LaPorte a thriving place to live.
That's a beautiful thing to witness.
Oh.
Now, before we wrap up our LaPorte deep dive, there are a few more nuggets I want to share.
I'm all ears.
First up, San Jacinto College was named a semi-finalist for the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.
That's a huge honor. It speaks to the quality of education they're providing and their commitment to student success.
It's also a point of pride for the entire community to have a nationally recognized institution right in their backyard.
Absolutely. What else caught your eye?
Well, the LaPorte High School baseball team will be honoring several players at their annual banquet. It's great to see them recognize achievements both on and off the field.
And speaking of student athletes, 12 LaPorte High School seniors signed national letters of intent to continue their academic and athletic careers at the college level.
That's impressive. LaPorte seems to be a breeding ground for talented and well-rounded young people.
And finally, I love that there's a thriving recreational scene for folks of all abilities.
Yeah.
The Bay Forest Handicap Association's monthly golf tournament is a great example of that.
So as we come to the end of our journey through LaPorte, what's your biggest takeaway?
You know, what strikes me most is the resilience and optimism that permeates this community. Despite facing challenges like severe weather, economic uncertainty, and the natural growing pains of a changing world, the people of LaPorte seem determined to make their town the best it can be.
It's a beautiful reminder that even in the face of adversity, the human spirit can shine through.
And that often it's the small acts of kindness, the shared experiences, and the unwavering commitment to community that make all the difference.
Well said. So there you have it, your deep dive into the heart of LaPorte, Texas, as seen through the pages of the June 2024 issue of Around LaPorte.
We've explored the people, the businesses, the schools, the challenges, and the triumphs.
And hopefully we've left you with a sense of the warmth, resilience, and community spirit that make LaPorte such a special place.
If you're ever in the area, be sure to pick up a copy of Around LaPorte yourself. You might just uncover some hidden gems and discover the true meaning of small-town charm.
And until next time, keep diving deep.